Today, we are honoring somebody of the past, an iconic figure. That person is none other than Imam Hassan Solomon, Allah yarhamhu, who was a South African politician. If you're not familiar with him, I'm sure you are, because people like him are so influential, have been so influential to the South Africa that we live in now. I think we should always take into consideration that we have a beautiful freedom, and that freedom is to worship and be Muslim in public without having any fear that this may happen to you, that you are oppressed because of your beliefs. And Imam Hassan Solomon was a part of that of that blessings that we experience now. He was a politician, a sheikh, a knowledgeable man, made immense difference in the struggle for freedom in South Africa. And people like that are so iconic. It reminds me of the Ottoman Empire, a time where Islam was on top of the world, essentially. And they had managed to balance both Islamic and all spheres of living, whether it's education, whether it's politics. And it's a beautiful society to have seen, and wish you could have been there. And people like Imam Hassan Solomon just remind me of it, who were able to be so engrossed in Islamic studies and be so knowledgeable about our deen, and then also partake in other things that affect the community, like politics. And it's just beautiful. Now, the reason I'm speaking about this is because we are going to focus on the book launch of Echoes of Freedom, the story of Imam Hassan Solomon. And joining us online is firstly Nasser Solomon, the son of the late Imam and the founding member of the Imam Hassan Solomon Foundation, which launches in conjunction with the book. So it's an immense time, an immense period. And the other guest we have on air tonight is Fasih Mani, an author and a retired high school principal with over four decades of experience in transforming underperforming and under-resourced schools. Another person making a great difference in the community. Assalamu alaikum, gentlemen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Fasih, it's so good to hear from you, alhamdulillah. And we have Nasser online as well.
Assalamu alaikum, Junaid. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Nasser. It's an absolute honor, a pleasure, a privilege to have both of you on the show tonight. And we want to, first, before we get into the book launch, I want Nasser to take us through the foundation, the Imam Hassan Solomon Foundation. Talk to us about now its start. How has the journey been to starting it up? Were there any hurdles? Was it smooth sailing? Let us know about it.
Shukra so much, Junaid, for the time. And also, assalamu alaikum to all of your listeners. I think, you know, it would be apt to start by mentioning that the author, Fasih Mani, when he came with the idea of the book, it started, our first conversation, I think, was about a year back in April of 2024. And that is really what gave rise to a rekindling of the idea of the foundation. Imam Hassan passed away in October 2009. And at the time of his demise, I was based in Saudi Arabia. And after the janaza, we were all in Cape Town, my family and I. After the janaza, a good family friend, a prominent attorney in Cape Town, he actually suggested the idea of forming a foundation with the intent of continuing and sustaining Imam Hassan's legacy. So because me being based in Saudi Arabia, all of us were busy with our lives. I had young children at school and so forth and so on. The seed had been planted, but we did not execute and follow through. The book, as mentioned, when Fasih came up with the idea and spoke to me about this in April, was really the catalyst for the rekindling of it, and then we established it. So to your question, you know, were there some difficulties? I think the only real difficulty with the foundation is the master's office, where we have to register a non-profit organization such as the Hassan Solomon Foundation. So that's where we experienced some delays in terms of the actual foundation itself and its purpose. Its intent, really, at the end of the day, is to continue Imam's legacy at, you know, at a sustainable level. But ultimately, it is about continuing to build and contribute to building a society that is based on ethical leadership. The trustees of the foundation include Fasih Mani, a gentleman named Bloom Khan, who is the ex-CEO of Metropolitan Health, Also on the trustees is Dr. Najwa Nuruddin Fattar, who is an academic at Cape Town University of Technology. Khatsand Ari, who is one of the directors at Bowman Gilfillan, at firm of attorneys in Cape Town. As well as Zay Baker, the retired school principal of the South Peninsula. So that's really what the foundation is about. But, you know, as mentioned, I have to reiterate, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation had it not been for the contribution of Asrik Manu, who did a huge amount of research work interviewing to create the book.
That's beautiful, Nasser. Shukran so much for the insight. And on that note, you mentioned Fasih in his pivotal role in the book. Fasih, I'd like to talk to you about what sort of sparked the idea to get the book in motion. And do you feel that a legacy such as Imam Hassan's, there should be more documentation, there should be more sort of easy access as a resource so that our youngsters and next generation could understand what true leadership is?
Yes, absolutely. So one has to ask oneself, why this book? So the first thing is I wanted to preserve and honor the legacy of Imam. And it's very sad, like many South African heroes, our stories are overlooked in mainstream narratives. Yeah. It's almost, you know, perverse that the focus is, and I do not want to bring back, you know, this year, you know, necessarily, but people of a certain shade, in the ghost of the likes of exclusive books, we will see that. Muslims also hardly feature. So this is a humble attempt to correct that. But if one knows something about Imam, you know, his life is a story worth telling. I mean, life was filled with excitement. The narrow escapes, you, for example, when he was on the run, his life in exile, the activism, it's almost cinematic in its intensity. But I also look beyond, you know, activism. I look at him as a pioneer in interfaith solidarity, where he used faith as a force for social change. I also, you know, look at, right at the beginning, you know, the challenges in writing the book. Imam is no longer with us. So to ensure, you know, accuracy, I interviewed 50 plus, you know, people. And that's why it took so many months to write the book. And I also look at many of Imam's, you know, qualities. For example, as an orator, he was absolutely mesmerizing. Many people actually would compare him to Busak, and I say yes, without the American accent, what I'm saying. And I also look at how he became an activist. It wasn't simply a case of he decided to wake up one morning and told himself, today is a good day to become an activist. Obviously not. So many, you know, factors, you know, converged to, you know, make him an activist. For example, in 1959, at the tender age of 17, turning 18, he had to apply to UCT because he's a person of color. He had to get a permit, which in effect meant he was a second-class citizen. That actually radicalized him. This 1960 Chavo massacre. The 1966, the family is forcibly removed from Constantia. In 1969, the death of his mentor, Imam Harun. You know, so a number of factors and issues, as I said, they converge to turn him into an activist. And that's to pick up on the point of Nasser. There are many lessons which one can learn from Imam, like, for example, ethical leadership, to lead with integrity, whether it's in politics, in religion, in tourism, in sport, wherever you go. He was able to bridge, you know, divides, to unite diverse, you know, communities across faith and ideology. Moral courage, for example, to challenge injustice, even at great personal risk. Faith in option, to believe that Islam mandates social justice and engagement. And also the issue of a universal struggle, oppression must be fought collectively. It transcends race and class and geography and language. So those are some of the reasons why I think the one imam is so important.
Shukran, Fasih. That is beautiful. We have just about 4 minutes left. But I'm thinking, Fasih, I want to tell Fasih or Nasir, you can tell us the date of the launch, where it will be, details, who people can contact, maybe about ordering. Let us know all that. And also, I just want to recommend that people go out and buy the book and learn about such a great scholar, such a great authority in South African history. Not maybe for parents. I think it would be vastly beneficial if you buy it. Go out. And let your kids read it. Give them some reading material and let them take the lessons from Imam's life, inshallah. But Fasih and Nasir, let us know the details.
Shukran, Junaid. Fasih, you will just permit me very quickly. So thank you very much for that, for mentioning the book. Just by way of, we have a launch that will take place next weekend. Okay. There will also be a launch hosted by the Salt River community, and that takes place on the 10th of May. And there will be another launch probably at South Peninsula High School, but we will announce the details but closer to the time. In terms of the book itself, I can provide contact numbers if you're prepared to permit me, Junaid.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so one of the contact people is Shakila Solomon. Her number is 078-354-7572. So if anybody's interested in ordering the book, they're welcome to SMS or WhatsApp Shakila or give her a call. Or you can call me or WhatsApp me. My number is 076-152-7335. You can also go to our website, igsfoundation.org.za, or email igsfoundation.org.za. Information will be available on the website in terms of how the book can be ordered. We will also be delivering books at website at certain bookstores, and some of the masjids will also be hosting allowing us to bring the book along maybe Fridays after Jumu'ah. But in terms of detail, we will communicate more on that as we go.
Inshallah, that's awesome. Shukran so much, Nasir. Can I just ask you to repeat Shakila's number again?
078-354-7572.
Okay, that's awesome. Nasir, shukran so much. And you, being the late Imam's son, you got to experience life with him by his side. What was the biggest lessons that you learned from him?
You know what, that is an open-ended question. One of the things that I would say, when I think of Imam, my father really, then gratitude comes to mind. And it's gratitude for having exposed me and the family to experiences. He took us on vacations. He opened up our minds. He was a man who wasn't afraid to speak his mind. When he believed that the truth was on his side, there was an immense amount of courage there, courage of his conviction, a willingness to take a stand, a commitment to justice, love and respect for his family. Commitment to his community. Those were things, that I experienced. So there was immense gratitude there. The things were not always easy, not always perfect. A father and a son in my teen years, we had our differences and we had our fallouts and on certain things. But, the legacy of that remains with me will always be gratitude. I saw the man read, and copiously. He loved reading, he loved learning. He was still studying formally. In his late 60s, he was busy with a master's degree through Grahamstown University, for example. So those are things that I experienced, and gratitude is always the feeling that comes to mind.
That's beautiful.
I make love to go after it.
Inshallah, I'll go into my high place in Jannah. Unfortunately, Nasir Fasih, we have run out of time. We're going to have to break for Maghrib. But gentlemen, shukran so much for taking time out to be here this evening. Hopefully, soon we can have you in studio, or hopefully, inshallah, we'll meet at the book launches.
Inshallah, look forward to that, Junaid. Shukran to you, shukran to your listeners.
Afwan, afwan. Gentlemen, have a lovely weekend, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.